Broadcasting from Florida Tech, this is WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. My name is Todd Kennedy, and we have some very special guests in the studio, the band Current Swell, in our studio right now. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Now we got Scott Stanton on guitar and vocals, and Dave Lang on guitar, banjo sometimes too?
A little bit.
And vocals, and Ghosty Boy on bass.
Good morning.
And we got tucked way back in the corner, Chris Peterson on drums and suitcase.
Hi, too. Guys.
Well, why don't you play us a song? Can you play us the title cut from the new album just came out by Current Swell called Long Time Ago?
That's the one.
Great song. Can you play that one this morning?
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
Current Swell live on WFIT this morning, sounding great. Title cut from the new album called Long Time Ago. Now, you guys have been playing for a while, but sometimes it almost seems like you're like an overnight success, even though you've been doing it for a really long time.
I haven't quite heard that one before.
Because you put your first song up on YouTube, is that right? Is that to start a buzz?
Dude, he was definitely a dude who played bongos in our band when we first made demos, and he put them up online, and it was kind of before YouTube or social media
or anything.
It's kind of like he put it up on the internet and just sort of, you know, wrote like free music and stuff like that, and that's kind of how the seed got started, and it was really like sort of, I guess you could call it old school viral, like people just burning CDs and passing them around to each other, which we encouraged. And then,
is social media and the internet in helping bands?
I think it's definitely like one of the major tools nowadays. It's funny because some bands just, you know, like you're like, I gotta tweet and like I gotta do all this stuff, and like, but it's, I think it's pretty important to, you know, let your fans be as interactive with your fans as you can.
Right. And now you have a rabid fan base too. I mean, they keep up on what you're doing and go to your shows. And
yeah, we have some very passionate, awesome fans and
very loyal. Yeah. Some very loyal fans.
Now you've been playing some pretty major festivals recently too, and you played a big music festival in Canada with what 40,000 people there.
Oh yeah,
Canada
the Rock Day? The Shores and or oh that one that oh. was the Canada. Yeah we played Canada Day last.
Yeah, I think it was a year and a half ago.
All months together.
It's July 1st, and it's Canada's big party, party day. And the funny thing was, so it's like the highlight gig of our career at the time. You know, we were like, this is the best. And they were like, the fireworks come on at this time. So, like, the gig ends, and the fireworks begin, right? They have it all coordinated.
Right.
And so we, like, plan the set so that the climax would hit, and then the song would end. And we had it all timed out. But then they brought the fireworks on. Like, the fireworks guy pressed the button too early. And so, like...
it kind of was anticlimactic.
Yeah. Halfway through the song, it was just like, it started blowing off. And this a Celine Dion song came on the speakers. And
so you went from, you know, the bongo player posting a YouTube clip to playing in front of 45,000 people.
Yeah.
I mean...
And I don't think we ever intended for... We just were jamming, writing songs for fun, and so to be kind of touring around the States and stuff like that now is kind of very cool for us, I think. You know.
Now, you've been opening shows for another real popular band, Dispatch, and you've been going out with those guys?
Yeah, we did a West Coast run with them just down through the States, and they're great guys, and yeah, it was really cool to, because we used to like play their songs when we were younger too and stuff, and we're like, wow, now we're on tour with them?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great.
They were, that band was something to really look up to. We thought that it was like the way they toured was amazing. They would sort of get up, they would tour and they would get up, shut up. They would get up early and like go volunteer places. They would go, they would be really active in communities they were in. They were pushing not their product every night as much as the, like
their message,
message,
and they raise awareness for helping feed the poor and developing countries. Yeah. And
like they
like
have
that,
book drives. Like if you come to the show with books, you get like cheaper tickets and stuff like that. And like you know, like it's very very cool.
Yeah. So usually we take notes. We're like, wow, this guy. See that amp tone he was using? You know, we're like, wow, that's really cool. And they did a great show and everything. But we were like, what we took away from it was, wow, you could be a band and use your popularity for more than just making money and your own good. It was pretty cool.
Right. Now, you put out three albums, I guess, on your own? Other labels.
Yeah.
And now you're signed to Network Records, fairly big record company there for you. What's that experience like?
I'd say so far, like, you know, you do hear those kind of nightmares of working with a record label and stuff like that, but so far working with Network has been nothing but amazing. They're everyone we've met and everyone that we've worked with the label has just been all positive. So it's been
that's good. They're probably listening right now in our audio stream right now, so I'm sure they really like what you said.
Especially
Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
All right. Well, speaking of record labels, the first single off the new album was Too Cold. Can you play that this morning?
Yeah.
We're live in the studio with Current Swell on WFIT.
Too cold, drop below at night. Can we still go outside? Can we still go outside? You're too cold, too cold. But we will not relax. Relax in just another way. Saying that you're getting old. You're getting old. You're getting old. You're getting old. Shuts down, it's everybody still hanging around. Like it's everybody, you still not warm. You're too cold, too cold. You still refuse our homes. You still refuse our homes. Relaxing just another way for saying that you're getting old. You're getting old. city shuts down. And you're hanging around. And you're still not home. Still not home. You're still not home. You still refuse our home. Say no.
Kern Swell live on WFIT with Too Cold from the new album A Long Time Ago, and just recently released. Now, you guys are from Canada. You must be very familiar with that song then. Give you something to write about?
Well, yeah, it was actually about, we live in Victoria, so it's kind of, the song's more or less about Victoria being, is one of the only places in Canada that doesn't really snow. And so, but once in a while when it does snow, it's kind of like everybody in Victoria like really embraces it, and it's like, oh my god, finally snow in Victoria. So everybody kind of runs out and like takes advantage of the snow and goes snowboarding on the little hill that we have, or, you know, like, you know, goes for these big like snowball fights and stuff. So it's kind of cool to see, like, because we grew up in Alberta where it snows all the time, and it's just like, oh, it's snow.
Yeah,
gotta stay inside and stay warm.
Now, I heard a couple of you guys surf, right? You surf in Canada?
Yeah, Dave and I surf, yeah.
How cold is that water?
That's cold.
That's too cold. it's booties and gloves and hoods, and I wear a 6'5"-4". So like a 6'5".
Oh my god, that's like a space suit, you know?
Getting out of that suit
it's a different sport altogether, really.
It is.
When you put these things on, but
it's more like taking it off when it's wet is just, because it's raining, it's about 3 degrees Celsius, which is like almost freezing. And you're standing there naked in the parking lot, like hopping on one foot, trying to take your wetsuit off.
Your feet are like stubs because they're like numb.
You can't, yeah.
Like,
you can't move your fingers.
It's like a hypothermic thing. I remember someone describing the actual symptoms of hypothermia. They're like, this is how it's defined. You know, they're like, you know, your lips will turn blue and your movement will be restricted and blah, blah, blah.
That sounds so fun, you know?
It really is, though, just to say, like, the surfing scene in Victoria is really cool because it's like, and, you know, a lot of people here just drive up to the surf and jump in for an hour. Like, in Victoria, it's kind of like, it is a little bit more of a, you know, like, half of a day thing. And so it's like you and your buddies, like, drive up and you're, like, hanging out with your buds. And then you get there and you, like, have a surf, maybe have a fire, maybe make a coffee on the beach. And it's really beautiful. Like, the area that we surf is just, like, the, you know, the West Coast, British Columbia coastline that is, like, stunning, you know.
But eventually you'll be going to Australia, right? You'll be on tour in Australia and playing the Byron Blues Festival, right?
Yeah, we're doing Byron Bay Blues Festival. We're doing a bunch of dates down the East Coast of Australia with American band called Soja. Yeah, and then we got a couple weeks off in Australia and Bali. We're going to go up to Bali. And it is kind of pinch me moments all the time because we're really lucky to get to do this. It's our dream. And
so if people would like to find out more information about your band, where should they go?
Currentswell.com.
Got that one down.
All the social medias like Instagram or Twitter or Vine.
Yeah, the new Vine, Facebook, obviously.
Yeah, we have fun with that stuff, so.
All right. All right. Can you leave us with another song? This
yeah,
your choice.
We're going to do a song called Cursed For You, and it's off of the album, one of our albums called Protect Your Own.
All right. We got Kern Swell live in the studio here.
Let's do no breakdown.
Sure.
Yeah.
Telling us that we're all blessed, I'm telling y'all we're cursed. I won't trust a man when a man now gets stuck. We're only doing your good things, and I'm only getting nothing but bad luck. I'm getting nothing but your bad luck.
Swell live on the radio, rocking a little blues on this Tuesday morning. Scott Stanton on guitar and vocals, Dave Lang on guitar and vocals, Ghosty on bass, Chris Peterson on drums. Kern Swell, gentlemen, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Thanks for having us, man. Really appreciate it.
All right, you're listening to Soundwaves on WFIT 89.5 FM.